Hello everyone, welcome to today's show. It's just approaching midday here in Greater Manchester. Really nice day, finally. We've had quite a bit of rain recently, but it seems to be a quite nice day today. Today's show is all about my time as a semi-professional goalkeeper. So this is completely to do with goalkeeping. I am also a qualified football coach. I got my qualifications a long time ago, and as of now, it still stands. So I know what I'm talking about. I've also had 4 years with St John's Ambulance, and passed numerous health, injury kind of qualifications. So I'm pretty good with these things. So let me tell you, being a goalkeeper, when you're first starting out, you have to make sure very clearly that you get yourself a decent coach. I think that's the most important thing. But if you haven't got a coach, proper goalkeeping coach, make sure in your mind that you don't worry too much about the goalposts. And that's the first thing that I have told loads and loads of kids when I train them, and adults alike. One thing that people are, as a brand new goalkeeper, they're more fearful for is not sure where the posts are. Should never worry about it. The posts are not going to move, all right? Just make sure that you're not worried about what's behind you. Okay, so you start from there. Get someone to throw the ball at you. If you've got a wall, throw the ball at the wall. Just get used to catching the ball. Get yourself a decent pair of gloves. I had loads and loads of gloves, cheap old ones, very good ones, semi-professional gloves. You can use cheap old ones to start off with. I don't think that's you don't have to pay too much out for them at the start anyway, and just get used to catching the ball with your gloves on. Left, right, forwards, backwards, doesn't matter, just even throw up in the air, just get used to catching it. Don't worry about anything else, just get used to catching it. Now when you catch the ball, make sure that you catch it properly. So before you start catching the ball, before you start doing any of that, you've got to make sure that both your hands, it's like linking your two thumbs together. So if you can do it without actually having a ball with you, like I'm doing now, and just link your two thumbs together, keep your fingers apart, fairly wide apart, but strong, keep them strong. And that's how you catch the ball. You don't catch it underneath it, you don't catch it on top of it, you don't catch it to the side of it, you catch it behind it. Because if you catch it from the side, if it depends on the power of it, and it also you could misjudge it and it'll smack it'll end up in the back of your brains. So it's not a good idea to catch it that way. A lot of keepers actually do that, and it's the wrong way to do it. You don't catch it underneath, unless of course the ball is dropping from a height, and you've got it under control. There's no one around you. You could do that, but I would never do that even from there. if a ball is dropping from a height, you should catch it in the air with your knees up. So practice jumping for the ball, but jump with your knee. Your left knee, your right knee, don't matter. Just the one you take off on, obviously, say like I'm right footed, so I would jump with my left leg. So I jump with my left leg and I use my knee, my right knee, to in the air to get a bit of leverage. Always jump with your knee. And then catch the ball the way I've said. Because then you've got full control of it. It's in your hand. Now, once you've done that, make sure that you bring the ball into your chest. Don't just keep it like that, because a forward could knock you out of your hands, couldn't they? So make sure you bring that ball into your chest, and it's yours then. No one can take it from you. Very important. Get someone to kick the ball either side of you, and so to understand about diving. Now, I see a lot of keepers diving with one arm. It's something that people do. You should really try to bring two arms into it rather than one. It's okay, you know, you can use one arm, but you really need two arms. So the arm that you would normally use to, so like your left arm, if you're turning the left, you're turning right, you need, yes, bring that arm into play, the first arm that comes out, but then try your hardest to bring the other arm in so you can catch the ball, or you've got a much stronger arm then, because the arm that will reach out the most would be your arm that you probably haven't been using. If you think about it, your arm, you'll say, so I'm diving to my left, I've got that arm, now that's fairly strong, that's quite long, you know. But if you think about it, if you can do it now, put your arm out, like as long as you can, and then bring out your right arm. Your right arm is longer than your left arm. You've got more reach. So make sure that you bring your right arm when diving left. Make sure you bring your right arm into play, because it's much stronger and longer reach. And there's more chance of parrying that ball, or even catching the ball. If you parry it, make sure you it's not into play. Make sure you parry it out of play. So get used to doing that. Get someone to kick the ball either side of you. Get someone to kick the ball into you. Throw the ball at you. All different angles. And just do the basics. Make sure you're strong. Make sure you've got really strong arms. Do some weightlifting, not too much, but just enough. Get yourself strong. Make sure your arms are strong. Use some grips for your wrists. You can get eagle grips, which really strengthens your wrists. It's good exercise for your wrist. You can get them from any. You can get them from Amazon. Very good things to have if you want to be a goalkeeper. Sorry about that. Just have to blow my nose. And then you're off to a flying start. But one of the things that a lot of keepers, coaches, and football teams and stuff don't really tell you is that whilst goalkeeping is a brilliant position, probably the most important position on the football pitch, it's also something that you have to understand is that when you get a bit older, so like for instance, if you're like a young kid, or you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, up to 25, and you are wanted to be a goalkeeper, then you have to understand that when you get a bit older, well, maybe about 20 years older, 20, 30 years older, I can guarantee you, if you've been being a goalkeeper for a long time, like I've been, and I was a semi-professional goalkeeper for a long time, also an amateur keeper as well, I was both, I played amateur too. I can guarantee you, just like me, that you'll have problems with your wrists, your hands, your elbows, your knees, and your pelvis. I promise you, you will have them problems. At some point, I mean, you know, who knows, maybe you might be lucky. But I don't think so. I think most goalkeepers have some problems with their skeleton. So it's not enough is said about it, but I'm going to tell you now, you will suffer massively in some way or another. So you could buy these goalkeeping stuff with padding, but that doesn't really do very much. It doesn't do anything, actually, apart from I don't think it does anything, actually. If you're on artificial turf, I've played goalkeeper on artificial turf, it is horrible. You've definitely got to wear a pair of track pants or something, because you'll just get burns. You'll definitely get burns on your legs and your arms. You have to make sure that you're covered up. But the damage that it's doing to you, a five-a-side. I'll tell you now. This is where most of the damage is coming from, with your pelvis and your knees, because the floor, the five-a-side floor, even if it's like a carpet, it's incredibly hard, it's unforgiving. So you are diving about like a headless chicken. You're doing really well. I mean, you could be the man of the match. But all that pressure, all that banging about on your, even at the time you don't feel it, will come to bite you years after you've stopped being a goalkeeper. And that's what's happened to me. So what I suggest people do, goalkeepers, is not to be diving about on five-a-side floors. Yeah, you could just stop, you know, you could use the stop. Sit on your ass and use your legs to stop balls from going in. But I suggest people not to be diving on five-a-side floors, on anything hard like artificial surfaces. Don't be diving on it. Now, of course, if you are training or even playing in a game. A proper game on artificial surfaces, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have to dive about, but try not to. If you can, just try not to. Try and get to the ball before it, you know. You can judge the balls, how fast it's going, how high it is. If you can try and catch that damn thing, or parry it away, or kick it away, rather than diving, that'll save you a little bit. But it's going to look a bit shit. So this is the problem being a goalkeeper. So So bear that in mind. But yeah, it's a great position to play. Absolutely fantastic. Most people say it's a dangerous position, and that's why they don't want to be a goalkeeper. But it can. I mean, I've had elbows in my nose many times through players just, you know, getting too excited. I've had blood on my nose many times. It's why my nose is fucked. So I've taken quite a lot, but that's part of goalkeeping. You're gonna get people that are just gonna come in 100 miles an hour just to get that ball in the back of the net. It's like, hold on a minute, this is a football game. It's not like fucking life or death, but it, to some people it is. You know, if there's a ball in the air and you go to catch it at a great height, you won't see that fucking attacker coming in. Could come from anywhere. And he'll punish you. He'll knock you and the ball in the back of the net. So you're going to have to be prepared for that. There's a lot of players, a lot of dirty bastards out there. Just go into challenges, break your fucking legs. Seeing it happen, even not just to goalkeepers, but to outfield players. You know, I've seen some dirty fucking challenges. Like, it's just insane. Absolutely insane. But that's the part and parcel of the amateur game, I'm afraid. Sometimes semi-professional game. Sometimes you see it in the professional game. It's just one of those things you have to contend with. But as a goalkeeper, you get it quite a lot. You know, the idea is to keep that ball out of the net. People, just from point blank range, would smack the ball down your fucking throat. Literally, fucking snap, bang, wallop. But the idea is you've got to get that ball out of the net. And you can't be, it's not a position for someone who is a bit squeamish. You've got to be, I suppose you've got to be a fucking complete numpty to be a goalkeeper. You have to be a little bit hard to do that. So it's not for the faint-hearted. That's the best way to put it. But when things are going really well, you know, it's a great position to be in. You know, you could have saved your team. You know, I've had it many times where I've saved my team from a complete drilling. Simply because of my goalkeeping. And at the end of the game, you might have drawn or you might have won even. And it's the most amazing feeling for a goalkeeper. It's much better than someone who scored the goals. Because at the end of the day, you've stopped them from scoring. The opposition from scoring. And you've kept your defence. You kept his defence together. Now, one of the things that I did as a goalkeeper is shout. I used to command my area. Guarantee it, you'll hear me shouting. I'd be going crazy. Some people, very rarely, but some people didn't like it. And as I said, listen, mate, I'm just trying to get everyone together to win this game. It means a lot to me. Every game, 100%. And that's the way I always did things. If I didn't play 100%, I won't even play. It has to be 100% or nothing at all. And I said, I expect the same from you guys. That's all I'm saying. You know, at the end of the day, we'll win this game. And you'll be happier for it. No problem. Shook hands. And I got everyone together every single time. Not many people complained. They really enjoyed it. The fact that I got all my defence to work hard with me. It's a unit. That's another thing you've got to do. It's a psychological thing. You've got to get everyone together. Very important. And the moment you stop talking to your defence, then there's a disconnect. And if there's a disconnect between you and the defence, they don't know what they're doing, then they start slowing down. They don't focus anymore. They're not playing well. Tired. All these little things go through your fucking head. So you've just got to fucking play hard, man. You've got to do the right thing. If I'm playing good, I want you to play good. Because your defence is the most important thing for a goalkeeper. You know? You need them on your side. Because you could be a fantastic keeper, but if your defence is shit, it won't make any difference. It won't make any difference whether you're a good goalkeeper or not. You need to make sure that defence is working well. So make sure you're not scared of talking to shouting at players. Get used to doing that. You know, if anyone starts giving you shit because you're shouting at them, explain to them. It's important that they listen to you. Because you can see more than they can. Without their cooperation, then you'll lose. You don't want to look like a shitbag, do you? Because they'll make you look like one. So make sure you command your area. So the next thing is very important is to start. If you start getting into it really, really good, just keep practicing. Practice makes permanent, not perfect. Permanent. And you get into it a little bit more, you're going to have to get yourself a decent pair of gloves. You can't go into games, any game, with a cheap pair of gloves. It's not going to work. And the reason why that is because I've had the experience of wearing cheap gloves. And you'll find that the cheaper ones have a very, very thin, I mean, incredibly thin padding. They often have thin latex, the grippy part of the glove, which wears down very quickly. Bloody hell. You only have to have one game and you can see the cotton part underneath it. The moment you see cotton part underneath it, it's finished. Your goalkeeper gloves are over. So, also with cheap ones is that there's no wraparound on the wrist. Now, it's very important to have wraparound to ensure that those gloves stay on. It's all about confidence in your gloves. It's very important to have confidence in them gloves. And if they start slipping about, you know, you're not gonna feel comfortable, and then you're not assured that you're gonna be able to catch that ball. And that's what you get with cheap gloves. So get yourself a decent pair of gloves. The wraparound, wrist type, locks down the gloves, so no water can get in them from that part either. Make sure you've got the right size gloves. Now, if you're a goalkeeper, really, you should be 10 or 11. But I was only at 8. My hands wasn't that big. But still did quite well. But most goalkeepers have got very, very big hands. So say 10 or 11 if you've got mega hands. But you'll size them up. Just get them on. Try them. Make sure there's a little bit of room at the top of your fingers. Not too much. You don't want to pair of gloves where you can bend the tops too much, you know, the top of the gloves, because that'll be shit. You don't want that. You want a secure fit all the way through the gloves, but not too much pressure, but it's got to be secure. Make sure the latex is very thick. You know, you want a good amount of padding on top as well, but not enough. You know, I've just had a pair of gloves where the cheaper ones, but they had a wraparound, but the latex was too thin, and the tops of the gloves was too. It was hurting my hands actually. I threw them away, waste of time. You don't want that. You want super soft latex on top of your hand, and enough where you can just move it, where you're not going to feel any tension, anything at all, any abrasion, anything like that. You just want it completely comfortable, and then you're set. You could wear the you could buy the ones with the splat, as you know, like a finger safe gloves are called. It's got like a plastic inserts into the fingers. I've worn them before, and to be honest with you, I didn't like them. I felt the Kevlar. It's like, I think it's a plastic Kevlar, something like that. Blue plastic inserts they are. When I was moving my hands, because I like to have freedom of my hands, and the inserts were actually not keeping my hands from being free. It felt a bit heavier, and that's what you don't want. So I'm not even sure that FingerSafe could actually save your fingers from dislocation. And that is another thing that I have to tell you about and warn you about. If you start, if you want to become a keeper, you will get finger dislocations. I promise you, you will. I had one, and my finger is now dislocated. My finger is now deformed. I have a deformed finger because of my goalkeeping. It could happen, man. So I guarantee you will have to put up with and learn how to deal with finger dislocation. And the reason why that happens is because when the ball is travelling at us, you might misjudge the speed of the ball. And even sometimes, someone's just simply in the air shooting at you, but not really that powerful, and you catch it, but you catch it first with your top of your fingers, that's when a dislocation happens. Of course, it could happen even when someone challenges you. You've got the ball in your hands, some dirty bastard just hits you, knocks your fingers out, bang, gone, fingers gone. But the majority of time, a finger dislocation is because you've not catched the ball properly, or you've misjudged it. And they're not nice, they're very painful, and you need to be able to put it back into place again before it sets. And that's what's happened to my finger. My finger setted, and they couldn't put it back together again. So now my pinky finger is deformed. But it reminds me of that time. One of the things that it reminds me of is one of the best saves I've ever made. That was an amateur game. Absolutely wonderful save. Brilliant save. Always remind me of that. So that's something positive, isn't it? So yeah, it's just remind people of that and how to become a better keeper. Really, I just trained, because for a long time I was an outfield player. You know, I was a winger. I was a proper right winger. And I could ping that ball into you, you know, I was probably the best fucking out there ball player you'll ever fucking see. Could ping that ball anywhere in the pitch right at you with accuracy. Anyway, something happened to me, and I saw a guy that was, because I think it was something to do with Peter Schmeichel. I really do think Peter Schmeichel had an influence on me, on that decision. Because when I saw Peter Schmeichel, when he first came to Man United, he threw the ball so far that I found it magical. But how the fuck did he do that? He could throw it further than most keepers can kick it. And I remember the first game he played at Old Trafford. It was on TV, it was live on TV. But I also saw him as well at Old Trafford. I used to go to Old Trafford quite a lot, actually. But I remember the first game, and there's like, the fans were cheering, and then as soon as Peter Schmeichel threw the ball, the very first throw of the ball, it went dead. And all you could hear is, like that. You know, I thought, Jesus. People didn't understand what was going on. So I think that really helped me to, the way he was playing, it was magical, you know, the way he was stopping the ball, and goalkeeping was a different thing to me then. So there was a guy that was a goalkeeper, kind of a goalkeeper, and I just asked him, I said, is there any chance you could train me up, you know, so can you show me the ropes? Because I fancy trying my hand out as goalkeeping. And I've stuck to it ever since. It's just a brilliant position. I didn't realise how, when you save something, when you do it right, when you do it accurately, it looks good. You feel better for it. It's an amazing feeling. It really is. I never went back to anything else. I stayed as a goalkeeper, and I ended up at Trafford, playing games for Trafford, training with them, Main Road, training with them, semi-professional teams. I ended up at Altrincham, gave me 6 months. Training with the first and second goalkeepers. Remember seeing an ex-Man United goalkeeper right next to me. That's when things started going wrong for me. My head was in the sky a little bit. I needed to have been brought down. And I had no one to do that. So I fucked up. My head was in the sky. I just couldn't believe what was happening to me. But I had that experience, and no one could take that away from me. I'll have that for the rest of my days. But that's how far I got. Got really far into it. Could have gone even further if I had someone to fucking bring me down a bit. So anyway, I have so much experience in goalkeeping, and I still look at games, amateur games, keepers. When I see kids, you know, sometimes I look on the pitches, and I'm watching the football, and I'm always focusing on the keeper, and I see the same errors as I used to do when I first started out. Same errors, and no one there to teach them the right way. And as I'm a coach, I could actually help them. But it's frustrating for me to see I could actually bring them through and make them really good goalkeepers. But as this time has gone on, like I said, you get injuries. Bloody hell. You get wrist injuries. Your hands start fucking up. Your fingers, my fingers often get very, very achy. Arthritis, I know I've got a bit of that. Definitely, that's one thing that you'll get as a keeper when you get a bit older. You start getting arthritis in your hands. And mine is starting to set in, definitely. Especially in your wrist bit, fucking horrible. But it's not too bad, at the moment anyway. So, I think maybe because I was playing with proper goalkeeper gloves, it makes a big difference. The shock absorption, you know, it's about using thick padded gloves. And, you know, people smack the ball really hard, you know. Like, fuck you right down your throat. The amount of times I've saved, you know, with my body more than my hands. You know, my knees, my legs, my feet are probably the most it's been used as a to stop the ball from going in. More than my hands. Same with if you look at David De Gea, he's the same. He uses his arms and his legs, his legs and his knees more, and his feet more than his arms. Because that's what it just takes a deflection. It's the most important thing is to keep the ball out of the net. So that's your job is to keep that ball out of the net, and it doesn't matter how. So long as it does stay out of the net. So you use all your body to do it. Probably with a packet clip, isn't it? No, can't seal them up. There you go. Better now. I just had a packet clip, so I don't want to ruin them. They're really nice, you know. If you want to be David De Gea or Hugo Lloris or whoever team you support, you copy them to a degree. Don't forget they will have their problems, so you will have to kind of work around learning about how they do things. Go to a semi-professional club. If you're not as a kid, of course, but if you're an adult, go to a semi-pro club. Watch how the goalkeeper trains. You could even ask them if you could join in. Sometimes they let you in. I was lucky. But you know, sometimes they let you in. But you could just go to be a coach. Now I got my coaching degree. Well, no, qualification, not degree. I got my coaching qualifications from Manchester City, believe it or not. Right. I've just had something, just before I say this, I've just had something from BT. Right. Right, okay. So they're saying I could have a iPhone 14 for £53.10 per month. It's nothing up front and 125 gigabyte plan. 6 months of Apple services. So there's a bit of a catch to that somewhere. This offer is an exclusive deal available only to BT broadband customers joining EE. The special offer can either be an exclusive deal or a 10% discount of EE plans. 24 month term. Okay. £53.10. Fucking hell. Well, it used to be 63. So it's actually quite a big saving. You're reducing, you're getting rid of the £30 upfront fee. 125 gigabyte. I think that's a bit too much for me. So possibly I could bring that down to make it even more cheaper. But I don't want the iPhone 14. Because it's exactly the same as the fucking iPhone 13. So no, I don't think I'll go for that. Anyway, that's Apple. That's mobile phones. I could talk about that all day, actually. I know so much about it. But this is about goalkeeping, isn't it? Sorry about that. Bit of a change there. Oh my god, it's 12:35. So I'm going to go now. I will talk about mobile phones. I'll talk about that. That's a good way of linking into the next podcast. So that's what I'll do next. But for now, if you want to be a goalkeeper, it's the best position of all. And if you do the right things, make sure, do what I've said. Do your coaching. You know, if you're an adult, get down to one way of learning about goalkeeping. Or even if you're an outfield player, is to go for a coaching certificate. You know, you learn so much. You know, it's like you already know how to play football. I'm not saying you don't. But it just gives you that edge, you know. So, oh, right, that's, you know, it just gives you some kind of clue and say, well, this is what I could do. I could add to my skills just by going on a coaching course. And also, you'll have a coaching certificate at the end of it. So you are now a coach and you can earn money from it. So there's another thing you can do. It really is worth it. I suggest to anyone to do your coaching. Get that certificate, and then you're on the list of coaches. You know, you're on the list. You're on this massive list of coaches, and who knows, you might be selected by someone. I did get a job actually as a coach. Well, of course, I was a coach, but I did get a job. It was paid in the hand as well, which is really good. Long time ago. Didn't have a back problem then, and I wasn't nowhere near the same weight as I am now. But I trained about, it was in Stretford. I trained about, fucking hell, I couldn't believe how many kids there were. At least 11 kids wanted to be a goalkeeper. But how am I supposed to fucking train these kids on all of these? I've only ever trained about 2 or 3, not fucking 11. I didn't know what to fucking do, so I thought, just have to do some catching. Nothing much you can do with 11 keepers. So, didn't have much time to do anything. So, but I got £8. quite good, I was pleased with that. I got myself some chippy that night. So, but, you know, I don't know. They tried to hire me again, but the FA said that I wasn't allowed to do that, even though I was a coach. I shouldn't have been doing that, so hey ho, I still got my £8 back, so I was quite pleased with that in some way. So yeah, just make sure, you know, if you're a kid going into it, if you can get some coaching, that'd be good. But you know, make sure the most fundamental thing for a goalkeeper is to learn how to catch the ball, to learn about positioning. You know, it's very, very important. The two fundamental things, very, very beginnings of your goalkeeping career, is to learn about how to catch the ball and your position, and not to worry about the goalposts. It's so surprising, but people have problems, even adults, with where the goalposts are. They're so worried about where they are, and you really don't have to worry about it because they're not going to move. They don't move. So do not worry about the goalposts. All right, guys, so enjoy your goalkeeping. Don't forget your fitness as well, very important. Keep doing some weight training. You know, you've got to keep your arms strong. Even just doing some press-ups. Anything to do with your arms. Plyometrics, anything. Just do it to keep your arms strong. Very important. Your legs strong, very important again. Because obviously if you're a goalkeeper, you need to lift yourself as high as possible. So you're going to have a lot of spring in your legs. So the stronger you are, the better it is. You've got to be a big, big presence in that goal, in the goals. Be demanding of your defenders. Very demanding. So there you go. I could have talked about free kicks, penalties, penalties, I'll be quick on this one. Penalties I've done before, and it's very, very difficult. If you've got someone in, you've got someone who doesn't know what they're doing, they're just kicking the ball willy-nilly, just wanting a goal, it's a bit easier. You kind of know which way they're going to kick, but if they know what they're doing, that it's going to be just hit and miss. There's penalties are just hit and miss for a goalkeeper. You either save it, you don't. Free kicks is all about your positioning, positioning of your defenders, and that's what that's about. So if you've got like someone on say like the left hand side taking a free kick, you've got to make sure that your defenders are covering one area and you've covered the other area. So it's quite good in that way. You can use them to maximum effect. So you know, it's about like, so if I saw someone on the left hand side, quite far on the left hand side, taking a free kick anywhere outside of the box, I would say I'd say 9 times out of 10 the ball will come to your near post or nearer to the near post. So you get your defenders just slightly off to the right, so they've covered that area, the back of the area, and you go sort of like say 4 or 5 paces from the near post, and therefore you've covered the near post and you've covered the centre, and your defenders will distract to the far post, which means obviously he would have to, if he goes to the far post, which is going to be fucking impossible, but if he goes to the far post, it'll be slow or it'll be very high, so you'll still be able to get to it. But so it's in the same thing with the right hand side. It would go to the, normally it would go near to the near post, but every now and then, you know, you get someone who can swerve it into the other side. So that's why it's very important to have your defenders, tall defenders, blocking that. That's it really. It's not that difficult. It's about how many men you put in. Choose how many men you think you need. 4 or 5. I don't know, whichever. Make sure that the defenders know what your, how many is in the line. I remember for Trafford, I said 4, put 4 up. Then I said 5. I don't know why I did that for. I only needed 4. And as it happens, the ball hit the bar, the crossbar. So I did my job. It stayed out. Nil-nil. So there you go. It doesn't matter if it goes on the bar or not. It doesn't matter as long as it don't go in the back of the net, right? So there you go. So that's all I need to say on the matter. I just make sure you got shin pads, of course, every game. Don't ever play without shin pads. As a goalkeeper, you need to be protected as much as you possibly can. Shin pads are very important. Very, very important. One last thing, you probably want me to say this if you're wanting me to be a goalkeeper. You see professional keepers wrapping their fingers with tape, or even sometimes bandage around the wrist area. I'd say that I've taped my fingers billions of times. I would say that is a very good thing to do, but remember, don't do too tight, because you can restrict the blood flow, and that's no good. So you need to make sure that it's one. I mean, just a little, what I used to do is on my joints of my fingers, just the joints, not anything else, but the joints. There's two joints on the finger, isn't there? So all you do is one tiny bit of tape around it, just tight enough, but not enough to, you know, you've got to have full flexibility, so you know when it's tight. That's good enough. As long as you can move your fingers freely, then that's good. And I used to tape my joints, just the joints, which really helped. It really helped keep away from injuries. It's just an injury thing. But I see goalkeepers fucking going crazy with tape. Literally, they can't even move their hands, which is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. All right, guys, so there's the reason why they put the tape on. It's just for injuries, just to make sure they don't get hurt, and that's what that's about. So the next podcast I do is about mobile phones and the iPhone 14 and what I think of that, and the upcoming Samsung S23 200 megapixel camera. But I'm going to do that after my din-dins. So hopefully you've enjoyed this one. Keep training, keep doing the right thing, get into coaching, very important, and enjoy your game. Take care, everyone.